It's time for another Castle Country Focus interview on KOAL-ITV and KOAL 107.3 FM 750 AM. I'm Dave Hokanson. With me today in studio, I have Kelly Rasmussen. Supa's Energy Days are coming up the 4th of July. We got a lot of fun stuff planned, a lot of great things that are going on. We're going to talk a little bit about what's up with that. Kelly, thanks for stopping in today. We appreciate it.
Thank you for having me.
Now, let's talk about it. You know, 4th of July, and it's really, to me, 4th of July always is the beginning of the summer for me.
Right. I think everyone feels that way.
It really is. So let's talk about Supa's Energy Days and all the fun stuff that's going on out there this year.
Okay. This is a great event we have on the 4th of July. This is our ninth year hosting Energy Days out at the fairgrounds. It really is a kickoff to summer. So we basically start at 5 o'clock. You can line up. We offer a free hot dog dinner to the first 1,000 people who are in line, as well as the first 1,000 people also get Cold Stone ice cream for free. And then after that, you can kind of head in, walk around. We have a great kids area with like tons of inflatables and just games and face painting and just all sorts of different activities for the kids.
And the fun thing is, you know, it seems like you've had some activities that are kind of, they just keep coming back and people love these activities. You've got, this year you've got coal shoveling's back again.
Yeah, coal shoveling is the most popular thing that we do at this event.
And what are some of the, what is first prize for coal shoveling this year?
So usually we just give out cash prizes. Mm-hmm. So we'll have a great cash prize this year. We'll do some gift cards. It's going to be a little bit different this year than it has been in the past, mm-hmm. just because we want to mix it up a little bit. But GMS is going to run this for us, and they are going to do a great job. They've kind of changed up the rules. So we'll be able to have two groups, 18 to 40. And then 41 and up okay. for ages. So,
all right. And when it comes to the coal shoveling, now, do they just register when they get there that they don't have to try and do anything ahead of time?
No, you don't need to do anything ahead of time. As soon as you show up, you just, as soon as you walk in, there'll be places to register for all of the events.
Okay. And then what else, what other events have you got going on this year?
We always have a kids cupcake eating contest, which is really popular. We give away really fun prizes for kids for that. We also have a pie eating contest, a hot dog eating contest, and a watermelon eating contest. A lot of eating contests with really fun, great prizes, tons of cash prizes.
So, and it's really just an event to kind of just get everybody together and get out there and have some fun and just enjoy yourself and share the 4th of July with your friends, your neighbors, your family members, and everything. The cool thing about this year is 4th of July is falling on a Thursday.
Right.
So with conjunction with Culture Connection, you're going to have Route 89 out there, or Route 89. I don't know how they say their name, really. But one way or the other, we're going to be right. But they will be out there, and that will be the Culture Connection for the week.
Right. And so Price City is bringing their Culture Connection over to the fairgrounds for us, which is awesome. This is a great band. They were here at the Arts Festival a few years ago, and they were one of the most popular bands that they've had. They're an awesome group.
So really that fun. And that's all, and you're gonna have music going on all day long,
yes,
don't you, out there?
We do. It's just hanging out. There will be music, there will be games, everything all day long. You will not be bored.
Okay, so but you got to show up early.
You do. You want to get your free hot dog and your free ice cream.
If you want the free food, you got to show up early. And
yes.
You said that you could start lining up at any time for that.
You sure can.
9 o'clock in the morning is okay?
If you want a hot dog that bad, line up. Yeah.
All right. So all this is going on out at the county fairgrounds. It is Supa's Energy Days going on July 4th. Kicks off at about 5 o'clock with the free hot dog and Cold Stone ice cream for everybody. Then, of course, there's the hot dog eating contest, the coal shoveling contest, the pie eating contest. Am I leaving out another contest?
The one thing I did forget is that we are going to have a brand new cornhole tournament this year.
Oh.
Which is going to be really fun. Yeah.
And that seems like everybody's doing that this year.
Yeah.
You know, it's the last couple of years, it's kind of started to take off. So get on out there. Just have fun this year out at Energy Days. You can't knock it. You can't. Just get out there. Take the whole family. Take the neighborhood and go have a good time. And then, once again, like we said, Culture Connection will be out there Thursday night with Route 89. They're taking the stage at 7 o'clock. Is that the same time?
Yes.
So go on out for a great night. And then the fireworks start probably right around 9 o'clock, 10
9:30,
o'clock,
little, yeah,
about 9:30 when it gets dark.
Mm-hmm.
Just go on out and have a great time on 4th of July. And like I said, take the whole family and enjoy yourselves.
Yeah.
That's all you can do.
Great family event.
Right. Kelly, thank you for coming in today. We really appreciate it.
Thank you so much.
All right. Now, for more information on this and other KOALITV.com interviews, make sure you check out our webpage, KOALITV.com. Also, listen for Castle Country Focus on KOAL 107.3 FM, 7:50 a.m.